Parshas Va'era, the Dalad Lishonos Shel Geula, the four expressions of redemption. I like to refer to that as Geula is the process. In this week's Parsha, we have Hashem telling the Jewish people, V'hutzesi, V'hitzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti, I will take you out of Mitzrayim, I will save you, I will redeem you, and I will take you to me as a nation. Of course, we know that the Dalad Kosos and Pesach correspond to these four Lashonos of Geula. The Sforno writes that each one of these represents a different stage in the Geula of Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Every one of us has our own personal darkness in life, difficult times, and we're striving to reach toward light, toward redemption. On a national level, on a Klal Yisrael level, we have this many, many times in history. And the paradigm for this process is Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the place in the Torah where redemption is described in great detail. And we often turn to lessons from Yetzias Mitzrayim to teach us about the future Golios of Klal Yisrael, both as a people, as a nation, and also for ourselves as Yechidim, as individuals. Sometimes we think that Geula, liberation, redemption, happens instantaneously. And we may even think that when we look to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because we know that we left Keherafayin as soon as the exact second came for that horrible Golus to be over. Hashem took us out without delay of even a split second. But really, Be'emes, there were steps before that and steps after that, and that's what the Sforno describes for us. He says, Vahotsesi refers to when the Makos started, the Shibud stopped. So yes, we were still in Mitzrayim, but there was no more slavery once the Makos began. That's one step of Geula, but we're not all the way out. But it's still called Geula, fascinating. Second step is Vihitzalti. That means we left the boundaries of Mitzrayim. Shetetsu migavulam. Now we're actually out of the land of Egypt. That's Geula. That's redemption. It's not full redemption, but it's Geula. The Mitzrayim are still alive. And 1 week later, they're going to be chasing us down and trying to destroy us at the Yamsuf. The third level is V'go'alti, I will redeem you. This is Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Sforno. Because up until that point, we were Avodim Borchim. We were slaves running away from our taskmasters. They were still alive. They were breathing down our necks. But now, Mesu al Safas Hayam. Now they were all dead. They perished. And we could see them on the shores of the ocean. We were no longer avadim borchim, no longer slaves running away. Now we were our own people. That's the third step of redemption. And the fourth step, v'lokachti eschem lila'am, I will take you for me as a nation. What does this refer to? Matan Torah. Maimed Har Sinai, says the Sforno. So this step is quite fascinating because the previous three all had to do with being saved from something horrible. The last step is about embracing something good and holiness. So we see in a very important lesson in redemption in Geula that it's one thing to move away from our sorrow, our pain, our darkness, and that's necessary, Sur Meira. But the final step is being able to be Mekayim Asei Tov, to take our freedom and do something with it, to put it into something positive. Hashem did not take us out of Mitzrayim and said, okay, now you're free, do as you please. He took us out of Mitzrayim and says, here's the Torah, do something with your lives, because that's true freedom, to be able to take our lives and earn and create a relationship with Hashem. That's ultimate freedom. Going back to the idea of Geula being a process, it's so important for us to know, for two reasons, actually for many reasons, but two that I will mention. One is that when we're in the process of redemption, of leaving darkness and going to light, We often take small steps moving in the right direction, and we don't give ourselves credit because we're not out yet, we're not free yet. But really we should, because these are called the Dalad Lashono Shel Geula. They're not called partial Geula, half Geula. Each step in its own right is called Geula. So really we must give ourselves some credit when we make a step or two in the right direction and say, this is a form of Geula. This is a form of redemption. And secondly, that we have to know it takes time. Yes, Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred, Keharafayin, but that whole process was a year. It was 1 year with the Makos till we finally got out, and another 7 days to Kriyas Yamsuf, and from there another 6 more weeks until Matan Torah. It takes time. And as long as we're going one step after the other, we know that we're on the road toward Geula. It gives us strength and hope to know that being on the road toward Geula is Geula in and of itself, and every step is important.